Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go.
Talking about your work. In this podcast lesson, we're going to be looking at the language to use when talking about your job. We're not going to focus on vocabulary, though. Here, we're going to focus on how to ask and answer questions about your daily work routine. You'll learn that the present simple tense is the most important tense when talking about your work, your duties, and your responsibilities. So it's important for you to know how to construct the tense in all its forms, the positive, the negative, and the question forms. During a job interview, it's very important to understand the questions an interviewer asks. Often, the interviewer will use the present simple tense to ask questions. The applicant will also respond by using the present simple. This is because they are talking about tasks that are done every day, not only right now and not in the past. One of the main uses of the present simple tense is to talk about daily routine. You are now going to listen to an extract from a job interview. Mark is the manager, and Joanne is the applicant, the person who wants the job. Joanne is applying for a job as a quality assurance QA specialist at a software company. When you listen to their conversation, listen out for the present simple tense verbs used to talk about Joanne's daily routine.
Good morning. I'm Mark Golden.
Hello, Mr. Golden. I'm Joanne Smith. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Joanne. But please, call me Mark.
Okay, Mark. Thank you.
Well, let's get started, shall we? You're interested in the quality assurance job, right?
Yes, that's right.
And what do you do at this moment?
I'm a quality assurance specialist for another company now.
Oh, yes. I can see from your resume that you work for Parker Brothers. What does your job involve?
Okay. I test software to ensure the math is correct. I make sure our software adds, subtracts, divides, and multiplies numbers correctly.
I see. Anything else?
Yes, I also read the new rules to be sure we follow them.
Do you check the technical parts of the software, too?
Yes, I do. I don't correct technical problems, though. I report them to development.
Mark begins the interview by saying, "Good morning," and introducing himself. Let's listen.
Good morning. I'm Mark Golden.
When you meet someone at work or at an interview for the first time, you can say, "Good morning," "Good afternoon," or "Good evening." After that, be sure to give your name by saying, "I'm," and your full name. You can also say, "Hello," but you never greet someone by saying, "Good night." "Good night" is used only at the end of the day when you won't see someone until the next day. Let's listen to what Joanne says.
Hello, Mr. Golden. I'm Joanne Smith. It's nice to meet you.
When you are talking to someone about a job, or anyone with a higher position than you, always use their title and last name, unless they tell you it's okay to call them by their first name. Mark responds by saying, "It's nice to meet you, too." Let's listen.
Nice to meet you, too, Joanne. But please, call me Mark.
The proper response when someone says, "Nice to meet you," is, "Nice to meet you, too," or, "It's nice to meet you, too." Notice also that Mark repeats Joanne's first name and asks her to call him by his first name, Mark, rather than Mr. Golden. Let's practice. Listen and repeat these exchanges. "I'm Paul Jones. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Wong." "It's nice to meet you too, Paul. Please call me Chris."
"I'm Susan Chan. It's nice to meet you, Ms. York." "It's nice to meet you too, Susan. Please call me Jennifer."
"I'm Ben Granger. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Lewis." "It's nice to meet you too, Ben. Please call me Jack." Mark begins the interview by saying, "Let's get started, shall we?" He asks, "Shall we?" but he doesn't expect Joanne to answer him. Listen to Mark.
Well, let's get started, shall we? You're interested in the quality assurance job, right?
Mark could have said, you're applying for the quality assurance position, right? In job interviews, applying for and interested in mean almost the same thing. Mark then inquires about Joanne's current job. He asks, and what do you do at the moment? What do you do means, what is your job? Notice that the present simple tense is used. This is because a job is a routine. It's something you do every day. The present simple tense is used to talk about routine or daily actions. Joanne replies,
I'm a quality assurance specialist for another company now.
Joanne says, I'm a quality assurance specialist. We use I'm followed by the job title when someone asks us what we do. Listen and repeat these short exchanges. What do you do? I'm a nurse. What do you do? I'm a project coordinator. What do you do? I'm a personal assistant. What do you do? I'm a sales executive. Mark continues the interview by asking,
what does your job involve?
By asking, what does your job involve? Mark wants Joanne to tell him about her job duties or responsibilities. Again, the present simple is used. Joanne describes her duties. She says,
okay, I test software to ensure the math is correct. I make sure our software adds, subtracts, divides, and multiplies numbers correctly.
Joanne uses the present simple tense twice here. She says, I test, and I make sure. These are two actions that she performs daily as part of her routine. Now listen and repeat these sentences about a receptionist's work routine. Note that the present simple tense is used. I handle telephone inquiries. I welcome visitors to the office. I copy documents for the sales staff. I make travel arrangements for the managers. Mark wants more information from Joanne, so he continues by asking another question. Listen.
I see. Anything else?
Anything else is a short question you can ask when someone gives you information and you want to know if they have more information to give you. Mark could also have asked, what else? Or, what else do you do? Or, do you have any other responsibilities? Joanne replies,
yes, I also read the new rules to be sure we follow them.
Notice the use of the present simple tense again. Joanne says, I also read the new rules. Next, Mark wants an answer to a specific question, so he uses a closed question. He begins the question with, do you? Listen to his question.
Do you check the technical parts of the software too?
Do you check is another use of the present simple, but this time in the question form. So we talk about and ask about routine actions using the present simple. To ask a question in the present simple, we put the verb do or does before the subject of the sentence. Then the verb goes after the subject. Do you check? Here are a few other examples. Listen and repeat these sentences. Do you handle client accounts? Do you generate your own sales leads? Do you use English at work? Do you speak to clients face to face? And here are some questions using the auxiliary verb does. Listen and repeat these sentences. Does your boss expect you to work overtime? Does your company pay an annual bonus? Does your work involve any sales? When Joanne answers Mark, she mentions one thing she doesn't do and one thing she does do. Listen to how she makes the present tense verb negative.
Yes, I do. I don't correct technical problems, though. I report them to development.
Joanne uses don't in front of the present simple verb correct to tell Mark something that is not part of her job. This is how we form the negative in the present tense. Here are a few other examples of using don't or doesn't. Listen and repeat these sentences. He doesn't know how to use a computer. I don't handle customer complaints. She doesn't work at head office. I don't need to write reports. He doesn't travel outside of Taiwan. You are now going to listen to a conversation between Marion and Jack, two friends who haven't seen each other in a long time. They happen to see each other one day, and the following conversation takes place. Listen to the very informal language they use as they ask each other about what they now do.
Hi, Jack. Long time no see.
Marion! Great to see you again. It has been a long time.
So what are you up to these days?
I work for a marketing research company.
Oh, yeah? What do you do there?
I'm a research team manager. I manage a team of 10 researchers.
That sounds interesting. What kind of market research do you conduct?
I work mostly with technology companies that want to expand their product line. What about you?
Me? I'm still working for that distribution company. I've been there for 10 years. I just got promoted to vice president last week, actually.
That's great, Marion. Congratulations.
Thanks. Hey, great to see you again. I've got to run now.
Same here, Marion. Call me and let's get together for lunch soon. Here's my card.
Sounds great. I'll give you a call soon. Bye.
Bye.
Marion and Jack meet each other unexpectedly after not seeing each other for a long time. Listen to how Marion greets Jack. It's very casual.
Hi, Jack. Long time no see.
Long time no see is a casual expression meaning, I haven't seen you in a long time. It is used only in very informal situations like this one. Jack responds enthusiastically, happy to see Marion again after a long time. Listen to the emphasis he puts on the auxiliary verb has.
Marion! Great to see you again. It has been a long time.
To emphasize the fact that it has been a long time since they have seen each other, Jack stresses the auxiliary verb has. By stressing the auxiliary verb, it has been a long time, he also shows that he agrees with Marion that they haven't seen each other in a long time. Then Marion asks Jack to tell her what's been happening in his life since they last saw each other. Listen to her question.
So what are you up to these days?
By asking, what are you up to? Marion wants to know what Jack is doing now, specifically what line of work he is in. Listen to Jack's reply.
I work for a marketing research company.
We use work for, followed by the name or type of company we work for. Let's practice talking about who or what type of company we work for. Listen and repeat these sentences. I work for a firm of lawyers. I work for a local bank. I work for a large fashion chain. I work for a garment company. I work for HSBC. I work for Pepsi. Marion's short question, "Oh yeah?" shows that she is a little surprised to hear that Jack works for a market research company. She then continues by asking Jack to tell her exactly what his job is at the company. Let's listen.
Oh, yeah? What do you do there?
I'm a research team manager. I manage a team of 10 researchers. If you ask someone the question, "What do you do?" you are asking them what their job title is. Here are some typical responses to the question, "What do you do?" Listen and repeat these sentences. I'm a branch manager with a local bank. I'm a supervisor in a call center. I'm an accounts executive for an electronics company. I'm a personal assistant for an insurance company. Jack then gives more details about his job. He says, I manage a team of 10 researchers. Notice that he uses the present simple tense, I manage, to talk about something that he does every day. As you already learned, talking about routine, especially daily routine, is one of the main uses of the present simple tense. Now practice saying these sentences about people's daily work routine. I write articles for a daily newspaper. I design packaging for a toy company. I organize my boss's schedule. I prepare the accounts. I handle the phone. I file documents. Notice what Marion does next. She shows interest in Jack's job by saying, "That sounds interesting." And then she asks another open-ended question about his work. Let's listen again.
That sounds interesting. What kind of market research do you conduct?
Open-ended questions cannot be answered with a yes or no. The person answering the question must give more information to answer the question. This is a great way to make a conversation last longer. Open-ended questions often begin with question words like what, how, and why. Who, where, and when questions can result in one word or very short answers, so they are not as useful for keeping a conversation going. Here are some more examples of open-ended questions. Listen and repeat these questions. How are you getting on with that report? Why do you want this job? What do you like about your work? How do you travel to work? Why do you want to change jobs? What do you know about our company? Jack responds by giving more information about his job, and then he asks, "What about you?" Let's listen again.
I work mostly with technology companies that want to expand their product line. What about you?
What about you, or how about you, are simple phrases that allow you to throw the same question back to the person you are talking to. It's polite to give the other person a chance to talk after you've been talking about yourself for a while. It's a very simple way to keep a conversation going. Here are some other examples. Listen and repeat these sentences. I'm a bank manager. What about you? I'm working for a toy manufacturer. How about you? I work in sales. What about you? I'm taking some time off from work right now. How about you? Marion answers Jack with a very short question. Me? Listen to what she says and see if you can decide why she asks that short question.
Me? I'm still working for that distribution company. I've been there for 10 years. I just got promoted to vice president last week, actually.
Since Marion and Jack are the only people having the conversation, why does Marion ask, "Me?" when Jack asks her, "What about you?" Marion might just be giving herself time to think about how she wants to answer the question. Here are some other ways of giving yourself time to think. Listen and repeat these phrases. Well, good question. Let me see. When someone shares news about a promotion, wedding, or new baby, it's polite to say, "Congratulations," just like Jack does when he hears Marion has just got promoted to vice president.
That's great, Marion. Congratulations.
Now let's practice congratulating someone. Listen and repeat these short exchanges. I've just been promoted. That's great, John. Congratulations.
Bill and I are getting married.
That's wonderful, Jane. Congratulations.
I'm having a baby.
That's great news, Susan. Congratulations. Marion thanks Jack, then says something to bring the conversation to an end. Let's listen.
Thanks. Hey, great to see you again. I've got to run now.
Is Marion's way of ending the conversation. She doesn't tell Jack why she needs to run, which just means leave in this sentence. She just says she has to go, but before that, she tells Jack how good it was to see him again. Remember, in informal conversations, it's not always necessary to explain why you have to end a conversation. Here are some other ways of saying you need to go. Listen and repeat these phrases. Nice meeting you again. I must be off now. Great to see you again. I've got to run now. So nice seeing you again. I better get going now. Great to meet you again. I need to get back to work now. As you listen to Jack's response, try to understand why he says, "Same here, Marion."
Same here, Marion. Call me and let's get together for lunch soon. Here's my card.
Did you figure out why Jack said, "Same here, Marion"? He says it as a way of agreeing with Marion that it was great seeing each other again. He tells Marion to call him about having lunch together soon. He may or may not really want to see Marion again, but this is a polite thing to say at the end of a conversation with someone you haven't seen for a long time. Jack may be serious, though, because he gives Marion his business card with his phone number on it. Can you think of some other things Jack could have said to agree with Marion? Here are a couple. Great to see you again, too, Marion. Yeah, we should get together more often. Marion agrees lunch is a good idea by saying, "Sounds great." Listen to the end of the conversation.
Sounds great. I'll give you a call soon. Bye.
Bye.
Can you think of some other ways to agree to an invitation like, "Let's get together for lunch soon"? Marion says, "Sounds great." But you could also say, "Okay. That sounds good. When's a good time for you? How about Monday?" In this podcast lesson, you've learned to talk about your work. You've learned that the present simple tense is the most important tense when talking about your daily routine. Now practice making sentences using the present simple. Write out statements about what you do at work every day. Then change the sentences to the negative form, and then to the question form. Make sure you use the correct auxiliary verb do, does, don't, and doesn't with the main verb. Finally, read out the sentences as if you were attending a job interview and ask a friend to listen to you and comment on what you say. Ask your friend questions about their work, starting with, "What do you do?" followed by,
What does your job involve?
That's all for this Business English podcast lesson. We hope you enjoyed listening. Business English Podcast is part of Workplace English Training e-magazine. To access the podcast transcript for this and other Business English Podcast lessons, you'll need to subscribe to Workplace English Training e-magazine at www.workplace-english-training.com. Workplace English Training e-magazine is a monthly interactive online magazine focusing on all aspects of business English training. It is suitable for pre-intermediate to advanced level learners. Each issue of the e-magazine is packed with interactive lessons to help you improve your business writing, speaking, listening, and vocabulary. Learning is challenging, yet fun. Here's that subscription address once again, www.workplace-english-training.com.